Jesus hates religious hypocrisy more than he hates the people who just say, I'm a sinner.
Yeah,
because they're practicing false ways. I mean, you and I have had that discussion. Christmas, Easter, false gospel, man-made religion, Sunday's the Lord's Day, vain ritual. You know what? The Mennonites love money as much as they love God, because guess what? They're all working hard to make money, but who's going out and preaching the gospel to the lost around them?
I know this. Is my friend that tried to do it his own self, he's divorced twice. I seen what the Lone Ranger works. I'm not a member of that church. I regularly go now because I need somebody
to
meet with.
If you sing and you pray and you go with them, you unite to them, you're united to their sin. It's just how it is. No, you know what you need? Like I told you 2 or 3 years ago, you need the power of the Holy Spirit, you need the Word of God, and you need to walk in spirit and truth. You don't need to compromise to have fellowship with a bunch of false people. But I've already had all that discussion with you.
Yeah. Well,
to your own demise.
Yeah.
You must go where Zook is, right? Zook?
I don't know what Zook is.
Barnett? You go to Barnett Mennonite Church?
Yeah.
Ridgeview?
Yeah, Steve.
Steve Zook. Yeah, I stood out and preached out there. Steve Zook promised me 3 years ago an answer as to why Jesus was in the grave 3 days and three nights, why they celebrate Good Friday to Sunday morning. And I asked him to his face, how do you get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning? And he said, I'll have to get back to you on that. It's been 3 or 4 years and he ain't got back to me. He's a liar. He's teaching you lies and false ways.
Most people I know are liars.
What does Revelation 22 say? Will liars inherit the kingdom of God?
I've experienced that most of my life.
Will liars inherit the kingdom of God?
I have a feeling that if they repent, they will.
Which means you repent and stop teaching Good Friday, Easter, and false gospels. You have to repent.
I don't know what gospel they actually preach.
Yeah, well, there's another problem. You go there and you don't know what gospel they preach. What does that tell you?
Well, I know it's more right than the one I grew up in.
Yeah. Well, more right. So it's, a third of a truth or a half of a truth? Is that the full truth?
Well, I'm not interested in any partial truth.
We've had that discussion a long time. If you're ever serious in the truth, you call me. You know, you say you got to be around people that walk in the truth. I believe I teach and walk in all truth. If you can show me, or Zook can show me my sin.
Sir, you I showed you sin. Respect in every way. Every day I've seen you, I've showed respect. Please don't show respect, disrespect for me.
Standing up for the truth is disrespect?
No. Please don't show disrespect for somebody that's been hurt so bad that's trying to find truth, okay?
You find truth in the Word, not in the Mennonite Church. Let's end it right there. Thank you.
Okay.